I think we left off Zayin Amud Aleph, a few lines from the bottom. The Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Herul Ala Moshe Kesher Shel Tefillin, that we spoke about. Then the next Gemara says Kol Dibur V'Dibur Shiyotzu Min Pei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Toyva Afilu Al Tanai Loi Chazav Boi. The Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is that it's similar to a Gemara Masech HaShabbos, which the Rambam quotes Halacha L'Maaseh. In Hilchas Yisrael HaTorah, the Rambam says that we believe in Nevuah, and Navi Hashekher is Chayv Misa. Misa's Bezdin, how do you test out? It says in Chumash, how do you establish whether the person is a Navi Hashekher? So it says in Chumash, if he predicts the future, if he tells you to worship Avod Zarah, so you know he's a Navi Hashekher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu may tell a Navi, Lohei Ruah Shoah, the Migda Milsa, to violate a din in the Torah. Navi may get in the Vu'ed that Lohi Rashah, we should bring Shchut Echutz. Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel told the people they should bring Shchut Echutz. So that's 2 days in Taisus and Sanhedrin on Daf Peites. Was that Betoras Nevuah? He said he got a Nevuah that they should do Shchut Echutz. So that was Betoras Chacham. Can be Oiken that Oiken Dov Ben HaTorah Bekum Yasei Lohi Rashah and Migda Milsa. But this is true, that a Navi can get a Hayru Ashur to violate the Nader, to be Michal Shabbos, or to do something else. But if a Navi is going to say, I got a Hayru Ashur that the Rabban Shalom told us we should worship Avod Zarah, the Hayru Ashur, so then the Gemara says, be Adua, that is a Navi Asheker. Or if the Navi predicts, or if the Navi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me that from now on you don't have to keep kosher, period. Not the Hayru Ashur, the Doris, the Din doesn't apply. So the Rambam says, you know, he's a Navi Hashekher, because that's one of the principles of our religion. Nobody's going to come and tell me that from now on you don't have to keep Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. That's a Navi Hashekher. He tells you that Dinim and the Torah changed. That's a Navi Hashekher. Or if the Navi predicts the future, and it doesn't come true. So then the Chumash says, you know, that he's a Navi Hashekher. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara Masech HaShabbos, that it depends what he said. Yoina HaNavi said, Or Abayim Yom V'Ninvei Nepachas, and it didn't happen. Whenever it's a Nevuah L'Roah, so it's self-understood that it's Allah Tanai, that if the people are going to do tshuva, then the Roah will not happen. But a Nevuah L'Tayva is not assumed to be Allah Tanai. So if a Navi predicts, Or Abayim Yom V'Ninvei Nepachas, and it doesn't happen, he's not a Navi Hashekher. Maybe the tshuva was accepted, but if he says in the Nevuah L'Tayva, then, and it doesn't come true, so he can't say, well, the Haftach only was if you're going to continue to be a tzaddik. No, Nevuah L'Tayva is always going to be Mekuyim. So that, we had the Gemara before, I think, did we discuss it? That Yaakov Avinu says, Vayir Yaakov Miyod Vayetza Loi. Why was it Vayir Yaakov Miyod? HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him Hinei Anochi Imoch Hishmatich B'chol Asher Telech. So why was it Vayir Yaakov Miyod? So the answer was he was concerned Shema Yigra Machet. That was on Dalet Amud Aleph. Shema Yigra Machet. How could it be concerned Shema Yigra Machet if the Nevuah gives him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a Nevuah L'Toyva Hishmatich B'chol Asher Telech. Hinei Anochi Imoch Hishmatich B'chol Asher Telech. A Nevuah L'Toyva, you don't have to be afraid Shema Yigra Machet. So how can it be that he was afraid? So Yitzchak Hanan, Rabbi Yeshiva University, asked this kashan in the Hakdama to one of the volumes of Shabbos HaTshuvos. The meaning was he used to write a Hakdama, all kinds of divrei agodah. So in the Hakdama to one of the Tshuvos Sefer Tzfarim, he raises this question. So he says the whole reason why a Nevuah L'Toyva has to be absolute, because otherwise, how can you ever tell whether a person is a Navi Hashekher? If he predicts the future and it doesn't come true, so the Chumash says, you assume it's a Navi Hashekher. So if he says a Nevuah L'Roah, you assume that that may be Allah Tanai. If Nevuah L'Toyva is also going to be Allah Tanai, how can you ever tell whether he's a Navi Emes, Navi Hashekher? But that's only by Medvar Mamura, if he's told the Nevuah that he's supposed to deliver to other people. So then it cannot be, the Nevuah L'Toyva could also be Allah Tanai. But if the Baruch Hashem tells Yaakov Avinu a Nevuah, Shmatech, Hinei Anochi Imoch, Shmatech, B'chol Asher Telech, he didn't have to deliver the Nevuah to someone else. That was a nevuah to him, to himself. Kadosh Baruch Hu promises him. So that could be that it was Alav Tanai. There's what to be concerned about. Shem Yigim Achet. That's what Rabbi Yitzchok Hanan answers in the Hagadama to one of the volumes. One of the volumes of the collections of Shavuos Teshuvah. So what's over here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. Where are we? Zayin Omer Alav. Kol Dibu Dibu Shiatz Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Letov Afilo Al Atanai. Herv Men V'Yashmendev Es Ha'ischa L'Goy Otzum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him in Nevuah L'Toivo. But he even told him Allah tonight. He told him Allah tonight. And it wasn't a nevuah that he had to deliver to someone else. This is a nevuah to him, to himself. And nonetheless, the Gemara says, a haftocha l'teiva, even though the haftocha was Allah tonight, if I'll destroy Bnei Yisrael, v'ashmidem, so what's going to be the haftocha to the other? Says, ha'ischa l'goy atzum. I'll make you. You will be the Aman Ifcha. Your descendants will be the Aman Ifcha. And still, the Gemara says that Afil Altana Loi Chazaboy. This is not a klal. This is a statement of a fact that Loi Chazaboy. The klal doesn't apply over here. The Rabban Shalom said it. The Nevuah L'Toyv. He's number one. He said it all tonight. And number two, it wasn't a nevuah to be delivered to Bnei Yisrael. This was a nevuah to Moshe Rabbeinu, a personal nevuah to him. Nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says, but not Eino Chayzabar. He could be Chayzabar. It was Allah Tanai, and it was only a private personal nevuah. He didn't have to deliver the nevuah to others. Gemara just points out that Loi Chayzabar. What sense Loi Chayzabar? That just like Bnei Yisrael was Shishim Ribo at the time, so too, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, so too, the descendants of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had Gershom and Eliezer. And then it says, B'nei Rechavya, who was Rechavya? Vayu B'nei Eliezer, Rechavya HaRosh, B'nei Rechavya, Rabbi Lamayla. What does it mean, Rabbi Lamayla? He had more than Shishim Ribo, than that one son. So the Baruch Shalom fulfilled the promise, even though the promise was Allah Tanai, even though it wasn't the Nevuah that had it delivered to someone else. But it's not a klal in Hilchas Nevuah. It's not like the Rambam quoted the Gemara Masechah Shabbos. This is a yetzim in a klal. It was a Nevuah al Atanayim. Still, it was Niskayim. What does the Gemara have on the top of Amud Beis? Amar Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Yechon never saw Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So that's Mishum. Rashi says in different places in Shas. When it says Amar Rabbi Yudah Mashma Amar Shmuel Amar Rabbi Yudah Marab means that he heard directly from Amar Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He said over in his name. He heard it in his name, but he didn't hear it directly. So what does it say? V'yom Shabbat Kadosh Baruch Hu Sodom L'Hoy Adam Shekar L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Adon. What's the significance of referring to Rabbi Shalom as Adon? So I think some of us should say that that they believed that God created the world, but they didn't think that there was Hashgacha Pratis. They didn't think he was watching everything that happened. He created the world, and he walked away. And Olam Kimen Hagen Noyeg, and the world keeps on running. So that was a big chiddush that Avraham Avinu said. He refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Adon. Alav Dal Nunya Bama'eda Kira Shena means that Rabban Shalom is running the world, that there's Hashgacha Pratis now also. Good. We believe that's one of the Ikar HaMunah. We believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything that's happening, and he can intervene, and he does intervene, and he gives Chaviyah and Hashem Sot, that there certainly is Hashgacha Pratis. To what extent is the Hashgacha Pratis? Okay, that's another question, but we believe that there is, at least to a certain extent, there is Hashgacha Pratis. What does it say? Daniel, who davened, Shmala can feel the sab the chal tachanun of our mikdashcha hal panach mikdashcha shamim leman Hashem. A very strange pasuk. He should say leman chomer boyle. What does he say leman Hashem? He's talking to Rabban Shalom. Shmala can feel the sab the chal v'al tachanun. He's talking, facing him. So what does he say leman cha leman Hashem? So he says no leman Avram shekiracha odoy. That's what it means. And the schus of Avram Avinu. he should give the Jewish people a break. The founding father, Avraham Avinu, was the founding father of the Jewish religion. Well, okay. What is called another member, Amar Rabbi Yechon, Mishem Baikoi, Emer Atzim Lalod Mishas Kaso, that we had. Pani Alechem Ani Chosi Eloch. It doesn't make sense. Just like the Rebbeinu Shlom says, don't try to appease me now, I'm in an angry mood, so we shouldn't appease someone else when they're in a fit of rage. We should wait till they calm down and then try to appease them. And then similar to the top member on the top of the Amor, Rabbi Yechon quotes another member, Rabbi Yechon from Mishem Baikoi, no one ever said thank you. Very strange. No one ever said thank you to the Rebbeinu Shlom. Why? They felt it's a psapchisus hakovetz. Flattery. Flattery will get you nowhere. The Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't need your thank you. That's what they thought philosophically. The Gemara learns out from Psukim that when you have a right to daven, when the obligation to daven is the Raisa de Rabbanan, that's a machloikas. The Rambam and the other Rishonim, the Rambam thinks once a day, every day, one is obligated to daven. The other Rishonim say, the Rambam, the long Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvah disagrees, and he thinks that even once a day, every day, was only mid Rabbanan. Only tefillah be esorah when there's an epidemic or there's a melchama, some major esorah, not stam you have a bellyache. When there's a major esorah boilam, then tefillah is deraisa. But if a person already does want a daven, so then there are rules and regulations that we learn out from the chumash. You have to begin with shevach, you have to conclude with hoidoya, and in the middle is the ikar of the tefillah, the bakosh and sorach. You have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care of your needs. So even if the whole Choyvus HaTfilus Med Rabbanim, but the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvah, Inyan HaTfilus, is that right? That there are rules and regulations. If a person does want a daven, how he should present it. So the Rebbeinu Shlom needs your shevach, and he needs your thank you. He doesn't need your shevach, your flattery, and he doesn't need the thank you, is also flattery, but Derech Eretz dictates that you have to start off with shevach. And then Derech Eretz dictates you have to end off with Hoidoya. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the kindness that He showered upon us in the past. So that's what the Gemara says, that in the earlier generations, just like Rabbi Yechanan says on the top line, many didn't believe in Ashgacha Pratis. They didn't refer, that's what many learned. They didn't call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adam. They believed that He created the world. They believed that He's powerful. But they didn't think what he watches, what people do, what I do in my bedroom, what I do in my kitchen. He cares whether I eat kosher food or trefer food. The nitty-gritty, silly little things in life, why should the Baruch Shalom watch? That was their philosophical argument. And then they thought philosophically also, it doesn't make sense to say thank you, to praise the Baruch Shalom, to give shevach, to give haidah, it's silly. And the Gemara says, no, we learn from the Nevi'ahs that is the proper thing, Leah. Leah said, "Hapamoides Hashem." When she gave birth to Levi, she said, "Hapamoides Hashem." You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to say Shevach. Derech Eretz dictates. Dr. Bonsham doesn't need it. Derech Eretz dictates. You shouldn't ignore that.
Even Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov didn't think that they.
I don't know. It's a teller. How can it be that Leah was the first one? I don't know. Other Meforshim give the other suggestions. What does it mean, Odoin? Odoin means someone who has Shamosim helping him, he has Avodim helping him. So they didn't want to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Odoin as if he needs Shamosim to help him. It's strange, I don't know. The Gemara doesn't spell out what they mean. The Gemara has a famous, difficult Agadate Reuven. Why did she name her baby Reuven? It says the Chumash by she name. Kiru Hashem Beyon Yeh, it says in the Chumash. Marshon and Pnei Yeshua say, no, that's not the real reason. That doesn't really fit in. The real reason was Ruma Bemine the Ben Chomet. But the Chumash says that reason. No, the Chumash gives the reason that she told her father-in-law. She didn't want to tell him the real reason. She didn't want to hurt his feelings. It's a strange Gemara. That the Gemara assumes that the reason that it says in the Chumash is not the real reason. Ruvain, she saw Baruch HaKadosh Ruma Bemine the Ben Chomet. Reuven was the first baby who was born. Yosef wasn't born yet, till way later. Yosef was born later. And Yaakov Avinu took away the Bechorah from Reuven, and he gave it to Yosef. Yosef was split to Menashe and Ephraim. Yosef wasn't born, so she's saying, Baruch HaKadosh, look at the difference. Look at the difference between them. That my son Reuben will not complain when my father-in-law is going to take away the Bechor. As opposed to Yaakov and Esav, Esav is going to complain, even though Esav sold the Bechor to Yaakov. So she's saying Baruch HaKadosh. So that's what the Mepharshim assumed. She didn't tell the father-in-law the real reason. This was the real reason. The reason that's given in the Chumash, that's a secondary reason. It's not the real Rosh and Beyond Yid. Doesn't really fit in. Well, okay. Then the Gemara says, once they're talking about the name Reuven, what's the meaning of the name? The Chumash gives you a reason, and the Gemara has the real reason. Then the Gemara says, why was Rus Amaravi? Why was she called Rus? The Gemara says, Shmo Gorim, on the second line, Shmo Gorim, that when you give the baby a name, it's a certain, to a certain extent, as if the parents are Baruch HaKadosh, that the name contains something that's going to occur in the future, that the parents perhaps didn't even think of, but it's like a nitzatz of Baruch HaKadosh. Where do you see such a concept as Shmo Gorim? So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim. Look how powerful HaGabar Shalom is. Asher Som Shamas Ba'aretz. The whole parak there is talking about Melchamas. The next Pesukim in Tehillim over there. Shamas means utter destruction. The Baruch Shalom destroys nations. You look in Warsaw after the war, Berlin after the war, everything was destroyed. You look over here now in Syria, everything is destroyed. When there are wars, everything is destroyed. The Baruch Shalom protected Eretz Yisrael, the parak says there in Tehillim, that he kept the wars away from some wars he kept away from Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara has a tradition, we don't know what that means, Al-Tikri. Al-Tikri this, Ella that. One of the Rabbanim and Eretz put out a whole sefer. Every time the Gemara says Al-Tikri, kach al-kach, what motivated them to say? Very strange. Al-Tikri, kach al-kach. Al-Tikri, shamois, the poshe, pshat, and the poshe, pshut, shamim, because some shamas bar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, causes countries to be wiped out completely in history when there's a Muhammad. So the Ma'atikri Shamas al Hashemis. The Rabban Shalom gives a nitznutz, a nitzutz, a Baruch HaKadosh to the parents, a Shmogon, that the name that they pick for the baby. So here, Rus got a name. Her parents were not Jewish. She was a Giyur. Rus HaMa'aviyah was Nizgayer. So what was the hidden meaning in the name Rus? She was the ancestor of David, she Zachsi, that's the man of David. She wasn't a mother, she was the ancestor of David. She Rivehu, Makarish Bacha, Bashiris, Visish Bachas. Kosi Rivoya, my cup is overflowing. She Rivei means he's overflowing. David Amelach has 150 prokim in Tehillim. They're not all praising Makarish Bacha. Some of them are Lima, some of them are Musa, different, but a lot of them. Many, many prokem and tilim are shiras v'sish bachos d'akadosh baruch hu. So that's why his ancestor's parents gave her a name, Rus, with a little bit of Ruach HaKodesh. They probably didn't even understand it themselves. That she's going to be the mother, the ancestor of David HaMelech, is going to be overflowing with praises for HaKodesh baruch hu. Then the Gemara talks about how awful it is to have a problem of Shalom Bayis at home. It's worse than Melchemes Gog U'Magog. Melchemes Gog U'Magog is described in Tanakh is going to be something terrible. Before the end of days, it's going to be a Melchama Gog Melech Magog. It's going to wage war against the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael. If some of the Chassidish Rebbes from 200 years ago had a tradition, I don't know where they got it from, then Mechem's Gog and Magog is not going to happen. Why? So some of them said, because the tzaddikim pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chassidish Rebbes pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he shouldn't cause it to happen, and their prayers were accepted. So it's not going to happen. And others say that it already did happen, that the Rabbanu Shalom gave it over in little doses. There were so many pogroms, and so many attacks against the Jewish people, so we would say Gog and Magog already. But in Tanakh it talks about, and I find it very strange, but I mean, so what, a whole parsha in Tanakh is not going to happen. I don't know. That's the question. So the Tanakh talks about Mechemes Gog and Magog, there's some terrible Mechame. But the tzoris that David HaMelech had because his son Avshalom made a whole revolution against him, he wanted to take over the government. He says, "Merabu tzar rabim kam alai." That's terrible. That's worse than the description of Mechemes Gog and Magog. So you see that when there's a lack of Shalom Bayis in the family, the son wants to kill his father. That's not just Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis, husband and wife are at each other. Okay. But this is a little worse. The son wants to murder his father. So the Gemara says the lack of Shalom Bayis in the family is worse than Mechemes Gog and Magog. Okay. Should always try to have Shalom Bayis in the family. Mizma l'David, then he says, "Bevorchem p'nei Avshalom b'noi." Mizma l'David, he's running away for his life. He's afraid his son is going to kill him. So he should say, "Kino l'David m'boile." What kind of mizma? The Gemara says, "No." The Gemara says he was told b'nevuah by Kodesh Baruch Hu, "Hinei meikem alecha rami beisecho." There's going to be a rebellion from within your home. So he thought, he was nervous. Maybe it's going to be an eved. Maybe it's going to be a mamzer who won't have rachmanis on him. So then he was happy. Oh, it's only my son Avshalom is trying to kill me. That's not so good. So the Mevorshim don't understand. What do you mean? He tried to kill his father. Why did he say a mizma instead of a kina? I don't know. Somehow the Gemara says if it would have been a mamzer or an eved, it would have been worse. That's historically when you have eved kimloch, when eved was oppressed for so many years, and then he's freed. So then they take the kama from the masters and they kill him. So that's what David HaMelech was afraid. It's going to be an Eved. It's going to take the coma from him. So, oh, it's only his son wants to kill him. That's not so bad. I don't know. Pshat. Then Agad says, Sugya in the Gemara. Muta, Rabbi Yechonah quotes again, Rabbi Shem Yochai. Muta, his garaz, berishoyim, boilman said. It's permissible to pick on the rishoyim, as it says in the Pasuk. Ezbetari halu rasha, v'shamrei taira, those who are shamrei taira, those who are observant, yizgaru bum. They will start up. They will start up with the rishoyim. Tanya namayach, mutav yizgaris bo'elam hazeh, v'rishoyim bo'elam hazeh. Ay, the Gemara says, v'im lo chashach o'adam lo'imav, if someone will disagree with you, and ask, but it's a pasuk that says, Al tischa b'rishoyim. Tacharut is a competition. Don't compete with the al tischa b'mereim. Don't compete with the rishoyim. Don't fight with the rishoyim. Atkan b'osi avlam. Don't start up with the people who do averus. So you're not supposed to start up. So the Gemara says no, and more lo. That's not the correct interpretation of the post. Mishali b'nokfo amikain. One who doesn't have full amuna would say it like that. Atischa b'mirei means don't compete with the rishoyim to be a rosha like them. Lios kimirein. Atkan b'oseyavla. Lios k'oseyavla. Don't compete with them to do averus. Don't do averus. But to pick on them, that's okay. Then the Gemara asked Akasha, how can you say that? We have another Tana says, "V'om Rabbi Yitzchok Tana Amar Mirisa Rosh Hashashom Sachekes Lo Al Tizgarbo Shneimar." Yeah. So the Gemara gives several answers on the Kasha. So one answer is Lo Kasha Avimili Didei Avimili Dishmaya. It means you should pick on them with respect to the fact why they're Rishayim, why they're doing Averis, why they don't keep mitzvah. There's a mitzvah Vachech Tachich Sami Secho. And even if he doesn't listen the first time, you got to say it the second time. The Gemara says in Erechim, in the sugya of Tochocha, that why does it say Hachech Tochich Hafilu Me'apamim? Me'apamim, the guy is not, if he didn't listen the 99th time, so what are you telling him 100th time? He's not going to listen the 100th time either. You have to protest the fact that he's doing an Avera, even though you protested 99 times, you got to protest this again. The Gemara gives the Shia, how long are you Mechuyev? What's the shear? When are you putter from Tochacha? So one opinion is at kedeh hakor, when he's going to hit you. One opinion at kedeh klolo, if he starts cursing you. The Gemara says there's a limit, but the Gemara says afilu me'apamim is supposed to give Tochacha. You're not yotze just with once. It's supposed to give Tochacha many times. You have to protest the fact. So that's what the Gemara said. The Mili, the Shmaya, the Rosh is doing averus, so then You should start up with him. Shemitah is Garabam. Those who are Shemitah, those who are religious, should always argue with the non-Shamei mitzvahs. They should try to fight with them. But in the middle of the day, as far as he does business and whatever, his personal life, so don't start up with him as far as that's concerned. You only start up with him on religious matters, not on personal things. That's the first suggestion. Religious issues, you have to give tochachot. Sometimes there is no mitzvah to give tochacha either. V'loy kasha, when do you say yes, when not? If you see that he's very successful, this balavera, if he's not that successful, so then he's supposed to give tochacha afin le me'apamim. But if he seems to be very successful in his wishes, so then there's no chiyuv to give. Apparently, min hashamayim. They're letting him do the Averis, saying you're not mechuyev to give him tochach. If by saying mehov ha berosh yesh Hashem sacheches lo v'loy kasha, maybe even Hashem sacheches lo. Sometimes there is a chiyev tochach or ha b'tzadik gomer, ha b'tzadik sheni gomer. Why? The concern is that he may beat you up if you only give him tochach. So if you're a tzadik gomer, you have to be concerned about that, because we have a pasuk lo matavit bokdim. Why does we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why do you watch? Why do you look on when people are doing averus? Tachrish, you keep still. The Bela Rosha Tzadik Memenu. When a Rosha swallows up and kills, he destroys the reputation. He destroys the life of a person who's a Tzadik Memenu. So the Gemara says, you see from the Loshan Anavi, a Tzadik Memenu Balea. Tzadik Gomer Ayenu Balea. So if you know that you're a Tzadik Gomer, you should even give Tochacha to a Rosh who's a Shomisachek Kislot. But if you're religious, you're a Tzadik, but you're not a Tzadik Gomer, you're not such a high level of a Tzadik, then he says that you have no mitzvah of Tochacha on a Rosh who is a Shomisachek Kislot. Okay. There are rules and regulations regarding the mitzvah of Hochech Tochiach. That's a whole sugya in Erechim. To what extent do you have the mitzvah of Tochacha? Then the Gemara quotes another member, Rabbi Yechon Mishem Rav Shem Baruch Hu, Kol HaKavei HaMakom, we have L'Tfilosai, that's what we had before, the significance of being Kavei HaMakom L'Tfilosai, learned that from Avram Avinu, and when he dies, he says, the Hesped, HeChosad, HeOnav, Talmidu Shal Avram Avinu, that we had previously. So what are they repeating this same member up here? Some of the members are repeated here. We don't understand why. So either it's the same Hakavei HaMakom L'Tfilosai, and on the side it has Nusach Acher, the other gear says, Hakavei HaMakom L'Tfilosai. What is that? You should always learn in the same place in the base medrash. That's what I mean. Hakavei HaMakom L'Tfilosai. Oivav Neuflim Tachtov Shenema. Yeah. B'Shochan Tachtov. Then the Gemara says, also, Rabbi Yechon B'Shem M'Shem B'Yichoy, Godel Shemusha Shalter Yosem Mili Muda. Rabbi Soloveitchik used to say, it doesn't mean that you pour the coffee, Shayotak Mayim, like the Elio, as opposed to Shaloma. He didn't think that it meant Shemusha M'Shamashayim. It is a mitzvah to be M'Shamash Tamil Chacham. He thought you're M'Shamash Tamil Chacham, and you're picking up, as you're close with the Tamil Chacham, you pick up Hanhogis. Some people on Mishamish Tamilcham, they don't pick up anything. They don't pick up any Hanhogas at all. They don't even know what to look for. There was a rabbi, there was a young fella, he had learned in Gateshead. I think Gateshead, they used to have a 7-year machzor. He learned 7 years, he'd go through all of Shas and Shulchan Aruch and Poskim. They had such a program. So this fellow left his wife and his 5 children in Gateshead, and he came to learn Baruch Moshe Feinstein, I think, for 3-4 months to pick up Shemush. He knew all the Tshuva Sachreinim, he knew Shulchan Aruch. So every time Baruch Moshe sneezed, he saw Baruch Moshe holds like this, he holds like that, he holds like the other thing. Because he knew all the machloikis, and he knew all the shittas, and he noticed everything. So then Baruch Moshe made a comment. Baruch Moshe had talmidim who were learning by him for years. He said, this guy picked up in 3 months more than all the others all the years that they were there. That's called Shemesh Tamid HaChacham. Shemesh doesn't mean you drive him in a car. The others drove Rav Moshe in the car, and they took him to the weddings, and to the bar mitzvahs, and to the brisin, and so on. They could poured him a cup of coffee. Shimush Tamil Chacham means you're close to the Tamil Chacham in such a way you can pick up Hanhogas. And that's what the Gemara says. That's greater than listening to the Shir. The Shimush that you pick up Hanhogas, that's greater. That was the expression that they always used to use when a person was a close Talmud of a Rebbe. They would say, Yotzak Maim. Yotzak Maim means not only did he learn by the Rebbe, he even picked up personal Hanhogas as well. But just that he was Mishamishin, that he took his clothing to the laundry, and he took his clothes, he took the suit to the cleaners. That's a mitzvah, but that's a lower level of Shimush Talmid Chacham. The Gemara tells a story. Rab Nachman apparently was an old sick man and he didn't come to shul to daven. So they asked him, how come you don't daven Tefillah B'Sukkos? He said, I'm an old sick man, I have no kayach, lo yichilna. So he said, we should gather together a minyan in your home and daven. So he says, it's too much of a tircha to go every day to go schlep people to make a minyan. So he said, why don't you ask v'lei malei mar l'shlucha d'tzibura? Why don't you tell the gabbai in the shul that he should notify you? By us, you don't have to notify. We know when they daven every day, and we know when they're about to say Shemona Esrei. So he says, but apparently in the days of Gemara, they didn't have a clock, so they didn't know exactly when they're going to daven. Here, you know, they start mincha every day, whatever, at 1:30, 2:30, whatever. And we know that after a minute and a half, they're going to say Kaddish, they're going to say Shemona Esrei. So we know when it's Shor Shatziba Mispavlin. They said, Gemara, they didn't have any clocks. So he says, yes, Rav Nachman, why don't you ask someone in the base marriage? They should notify you when they're dead, davening Shemana Esrei. So you won't have Tefillah B'Tzibur, but at least you'll be Mispavlin, B'Shor Shatziba Mispavlin. That's a Miktas Kiyom of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Leva Ma'ad Shlucha D'Tzibura, B'Idna D'Matzli Tzibura, Laisei V'Loide Lema, they should notify you, you should be mispallah b'shosh ha'tzim mispallah. So he said, "Kuli, aye, what's a big deal?" So he said, "Yeah, because we have a pasuk that says, Manis v'yos l'chal shem eis ratzon. I hope my prayers will be offered b'eis ratzon. One is b'eis ratzon. B'shosh ha'tzim mispallahim. Even though you're not davening tefillah b'tzibur, you're davening at home. But you're davening the exact same time you're saying Shemona Esrei, the same time that they're davening, yeah. So let's say, I know what time they daven in the Philadelphia yeshiva. I know what time they daven in Chicago. So I can daven. That's also Tefillah B'Tzibur. So Mistama, it's all only if it's in the same city. If it's in a different city, Mistama has no shaychens. The Gemara says that in Rosh Hashanah, in the last parak in Rosh Hashanah, that the chazan is moitzi the tzibur, the am sheba sodas. He's moitzi the tzibur with the chazaras hashatz. They're not even shul. There is no Shemei Kainim. So it's not Shemei Kainim. So we mentioned, I think, when we spoke about it, so we mentioned there's a Shilti Gibberman on the side of the riff in the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah where he writes, just like there's a Korban Yochin and a Korban Tzibur, so too there's a Tfilas HaYochin and a Tfilas HaTzibur. So just like the Korban Tzibur is often in the Beis HaMikdash on behalf of the Jews all over the world, they're not there in the Beis HaMikdash. Everybody's yotze. So too, when the chazan davens chazoras hashatz, the am shebasoras are yotze. You have to have 10 people in the shul. You have to have 9 people answering amen. That should constitute tefillah b'tzibur. Once it is tefillah b'tzibur, so all the whole tzibur is yotze. So which tzibur is yotze? So the stama am shebasoras, the people in that city are yotze. People in another city probably are not yotze. So maybe this thing also b'shor shatzibur mispalim probably helps. If it's in the same city, if it's in a different city, it probably doesn't help. It's not considered Shor Shatziba Mispalalim. Anyway, so that's this Amara did never heard of that. So they told him that he should daven Shor Shatziba Mispalalim.
What does it mean by the same city? Because the field was outside of the city. Does it mean Tchum?
What goes out of the city? The
fields were outside of the city.
Yeah.
That means the Tchum?
Probably. The Tchum is considered the same city, yeah. Yeah, I think the common practice is, let's say, when they made the Sima Shas in Madison Square Garden, so there were people listening all over the world. So when they daven mincha, people said amen. When the chazan said Chazaras Hashatz, and when he said the Brichas Kriyas Shema by Ma'ariv, you can answer amen even if you don't hear the bracha. When you're listening on the radio, you don't really hear the bracha. That's a shaila. If someone says Havdalah, there used to be a famous chazan. He used to make Havdalah for his mother every Mitzvah Shabbos. Wherever he was, for Shabbos, he would call up his mother and make Havdalah on the telephone. So that's the question. If you yotze Shemer Kaina, or let's say you blow the shofar, you're not allowed to, we assume you're not allowed to talk on the telephone on Shabbos. But let's say they did. Let's say someone was listening to Tekir Shofar over the telephone. So the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that if you hear Kol HaShofar, you're hear Kol HaVorah, you're not Yotze. If you hear an echo, you're not Yotze. So that's a question. Is that only by, if you hear the Kol HaVorah, not Yotze, that's only a din, a local din in Shofar? Does you have to be Shemea Kol Shofar? Or does it apply even to the Kiddush and Abdullah? Shemea Kohen, you have to hear the Kol. If you hear the Kol HaVorah, it's no good. So a lot of the poskim assume that it's not unique to Shofar. It applies to any case. Yotze Shofar, if you hear someone else, Kosher Shemea Kohen. So here also, by Kiddush and Abdullah, it's also based on the same Shemea Kohen. If you hear Kol HaVorah, it's no good. So the Chazon Ish and Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Moshe Feinstein, they all had a suffix that maybe you are Yotze on the telephone. Maybe, what does it mean, Kol Havar? Kol Havar means that it's an echo, it's not the original call. So the telephone, for sure, it's converted into electrical waves and it's converted back into sound waves. Started off as sound waves and it became electrical waves and it became sound waves again. So that for sure shouldn't be good. So that's Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wrote. He doesn't understand how can the Chazon Ish have a suffix. It's absolutely no good bevada. He doesn't see why. And Rav Moshe and Rav Soloveitchik and the Chazon Ish, they thought maybe that's good. Maybe that's called Shomer Kaina. Maybe it is good. That's Rav Moshe has in the Tshuvas. He says if they have in a community, they have Mikra Megillah, it's only the Rabbanus. If you have Mikra Megillah over a loudspeaker, you don't have to make such a big fight about it. L'chatchili, you really shouldn't have it because it's a suffix, whether that's Shomer Kaina. But since Mikra Megillah is only the Rabbanon, so Sveka the Rabbanon Lekula, so there's room to be Mekel over there. If it will be a real Din Daraisa, it will be Paskan Abdullah's Daraisa. We assume it's Shulchan Aruch like the Rambam. The Kiddush and Abdullah are both Daraisa. So let's say the guy's going to say Abdullah for his mother over the telephone, so that he should really put up a big fight. He shouldn't do it. He did it every Matzoi Shabbos. Yeah. So that you really shouldn't do. You really shouldn't rely on Shemar Kohen for a din deraisa over the telephone.
Isn't it Nachman from the story in the Gemara that Rav Nachman was a chiyuv because Rav Nachman had to make an excuse why he wasn't coming? He was sick. He couldn't come. Why did he decide, I don't want to come?
No. The Gemara says it's always better to... The whole idea of davening is that you stand, you want to daven b'tzibur, because you stand a better chance of having your prayers answered. So he should have also done it. Everybody knows that tefillah b'tzibur is more correct. So he says he's not up to it. He doesn't have the courage to daven tefillah b'tzibur. So let's say when I hear, Gemara says in Sukkah that in Alexandria there was a shul that had so many people that wasn't shach to hear the chazaras hashatz. So they used to wave flags and the people knew what bracha they were up to. The first bracha in the Shema Nesim is Magen Abraham. Second bracha is Mechai HaMesim. The third bracha is Hakel HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh, whatever. So when they waved the flag, they didn't hear the word bracha, but they would answer Amen. So the common practice is that if you hear someone saying a bracha over the radio, and you know it's not, they're not playing a record, they're not playing a tape of what happened. This is live. The common practice is that you do answer Amen, even if you assume like Abshalom is Amen about that, it's not Shemeya, that you can't be Yotze Shemeya Kaina because the sound waves are converted into electrical current and then the electrical current is converted back into sound waves, so it's not Shemeya, but I know he's saying the Brocha now. So the common practice is that you do say Amen. Someone said maybe you only say Amen is like in Alexandria if you're in the same room. If it would have been Tefillah B'tzibur because your mom is all in the same room, but there's such a big crowd you can't hear. But if you're not in the same room, maybe not. Maybe not, but the common practice is that you do answer Amen. That's the minhag of Amen, that you do answer Amen. Shabbos, maybe it's Amen Yisayma, because it does take. It comes, let's say someone is saying a bracha in Tel Aviv. Now here at New York, so it comes instantaneously. Doesn't it take a few seconds till the sound travels over here to America? It takes a while till it travels. Maybe it's an omen yisayna. Maybe the omen is being answered too long after. Maybe there's too long a wait.
President Bidia, President Hears, have low over a microphone. Should he say hello again?
According to Abshalom Zalman, for sure. I don't know. Sofik Dairaisa, Lo Chumra. I don't know. Probably should say again. According to Abshalom Zalman, he thought that it's a Vadai that you're not Yotzin. According to the others, it's a Sofik that you're not Yotzin. So Sofik Brochas Lokal doesn't apply if it's a Brocha Dairaisa. If a person ate Kidei Sviya in his obligation to recite Birchsal Mazon is Dairaisa, you don't say Sofik Brachas Lahakal if he has a Sofik, if he was Yotze. Then we say Sofik Brachas is Lahakman. Probably should say again. Yeah.
Every year in his Masei Shabbat Shiurim, Yitzhak Yosef asks how long it takes for his Shiur to get to Iran, where it's live streamed. And the guy who's sitting in the back room always tells him it takes about half a second.
That's all?
To get to Iran.
Uh-huh. And to get to America?
It's Shabbat in America. So
let's
say Shabbat there.
Well, let's say it wouldn't be Shabbat.
Matter. Huh? I don't know.
Also,
but
so such a
Shabbat. Probably less. Mm-hmm.
Okay, someone has to ascertain. Maybe it's an Omen Yisayma. Maybe it's not right. But because some people want to introduce this, some people are sick at home for long periods of time. Some people are sick in the hospital, sick at home for long periods of time. So they want to have Kriyas HaTorah, and they want to have Chazaras HaShatz, all transferred on a closed TV circuit, on a video circuit, whatever you call it. So the person should answer Amen, he should feel that he's davening with the group. So to answer Amen, the minhag is that you do answer Amen. The minhag is you do answer Amen. Even though you don't really hear, it's not Shemeah. You probably wouldn't say Shemeah Kohenah here. According to Abshalom Zalman, for sure you wouldn't say Shemeah Kohenah, but to answer Amen, we say it is okay. What about answer Kedusha? Like in Alexandria, they answered Kedusha also. Yeah, but they're in the same room. Here the guy is 100 miles away, can he answer Kedusha? Maybe also he can answer Kedusha. When they make the Siyam HaShas and they daven Mincha, do the people in China answer Kedusha? I think they do. I think the meaning is that they do answer, not just Amen after the Brahma. They answer the Dvarim Shebi Kedusha also. You don't have to be in, the Gemara says, Afinu Mechitza, the Gemara Pesachim says, Afinu Mechitza Shol Barzal, Einem Afsekes Bein Yisrael Avim Sheba Shamayim. So Tosis there in Pesachim, and the Gemara Tosis explains, you have to have 10 people in one room in order to 10 people together in order to be able to recite the Dovah Shebi Kedusha. But let's say you have 10 people in the shul and one person is standing outside in the street. Or he happens to be, his apartment building is right next to the, adjacent to the shul. And he hears them saying Kedusha and shul. So there's a Mechitza Shal Barzal, there's a wall, a brick wall separating between his home where he is and the shul. So he may answer Kedusha. If you have a brick wall and five people on one side of the wall, the other five people on the other side of the wall, then they're not mitzvahim yachad to a dovah shebi kedusha. You have to have 10 people together. Once you have 10 people together, then even the others can answer dovah shebi kedusha. Is it considered tefillah betzibur? So we assume it's tefillah betzibur also. We used to, before this building was put up, so we used to daven, many of the shem used to be on the third floor, the first tall across the street. So the Beis HaMedrash on the third floor is very tiny. So when everybody would squeeze in order to daven mincha, there was a limit how many people could go in. So a lot of people would stand in the hallway and daven mincha over there. So the Yisrael Rabbi Soloveitchik, whether that's tefillah betzibur. So he said he thinks that it is. There were way more than 10 people in the Beis Medrash, and then there were 100 people in the hall answering Kedusha and davening Shemana. So you thought that's also tefillah betzibur. The Aruch HaShulchan says like that. If you have 10 people in the shul and the other people are davening in the street or davening in the hallway, so that's also called tefillah betzibur. So the shaila is this called tefillah betzibur? That they're davening in shul and I'm davening in home. But I know I can hear them on the video. I can hear them on the closed circuit TV screen. I can hear them davening. So is that In Alexandria, it probably was Tvila B'tzibah. So you can say, yeah, but they're all in the same room, just that you can't hear the chazan. Here the guy's in miles away. Is that called Tvila B'tzibah? I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it is B'shosh HaTzibah Mispalalim. B'shosh HaTzibah Mispalalim, if I don't hear them, let's say I don't feel well, so I'm going to dab mincharam. So I'm going to start Ashrei at 2:30. And I'll wait a few seconds. I'll say Ashrei slowly. I'll say Shema Nesra. At the same time, they're saying Shema Nesra in the base medrash. What if I would be in a different city? Would that also be called B'shosh HaTzibah Mispalalim? Probably not. But maybe if they have this closed circuit TV, maybe it's better. Maybe it is B'shosh HaTzibah. I have more of a shaykhis. More of a shaykhis. I can hear him. I can see him. I can hear him on the screen. Yeah, Shada, how far this goes. B'shosh HaTzibah Mispalalim. There was a big debate in the beginning of the movement of Hasidus. So one of the tainas that the Misnagdim had against the Hasidim was that they don't daven and they correct Zman. They would daven Minche after the Shkia, middle of the night. They would daven Shachris after the Sof Zman Tfila. All of Zmanim were kaka. Rav Chaim Alojana complains about this. And Nefesh HaChaim, he claims, I even heard that there are communities where they'll send somebody outside on the street to ask whether they can see three stars, and then, okay, now we can daven mincha. Say so, come, now we can daven mincha. Yeah. So they had a debate. So one of the debates was published. A lot of debates were published. So supposedly there was a debate between the Nadi Behuda, and he was opposed to the Hasidic movement, and one of the representatives from the Hasidim. So he quoted a passage in the Talmud Yerushalmi, and the tzaddik means the chassidish rebbe. So if you're davening with the chassidish rebbe, you can daven whenever you want. Everything is l'mayla min hazman. So the Nadi Behuda says there is no such Yerushalmi. They say there is, but he said it doesn't mean that. As long as you're davening with tzaddikim, everything is l'mayla min hazman. No, it means you stand a better chance of having your prayers answered if you're davening this man with a minion, where there's a tzaddik. If you have a choice to daven in this base medrash and that base medrash, in this base medrash there's a tzaddik. The other base medrash, they're plain Jews, no tzaddikim. So daven together with the tzaddik. Like Tvila B'tzibah, you stand a better chance. So if you're daven with that tzaddik, stand a better chance. It doesn't mean b'shosh HaTzibah Mispalalim, so everything is l'mayla min hazman. That's probably what he meant. There is no such Yerushalmi. It doesn't mean that the text doesn't exist. It means that the interpretation is not correct. Yes, so the Gemara quotes a few psukim to indicate this. B'shosh HaTzibah Tvila B'tzibur, B'shosh HaTzibah Mispalalim is a mile to davener. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chinin, Amim, Ha'ocha, different pasuk, Karam Hashem, Be'es Ratzinin, Yisicha. One is Be'es Ratzin, Es Ratzin, B'shosh HaTzibah Mispalalim. That's the Es Ratzin. The other one has a different pasuk. This is the Gemara in Soita has this. Perikel and Namarim, Hen Kel Kabir, Velo Yemos. The Rabban Shalom is Ena Mois, Betvilos HaRabim. This is the Gemara in Soita. They don't tell you where it is in Soita, how come? Gemara in Soita says that the Malach HaShars are not Makirim Belosh and Aramis. So if a Yochid who davens Biyachidus without a minion needs the Malachim to present his prayers to the Rabban Shalom, so Yochid shouldn't daven Beloshan Aramis, because the Malachi Asharas are not Makirim Beloshan Aramis. He spoke about it. Tosis asked the Kasha, what do you mean they're not Makirim Beloshan Aramis? If they know all the other languages, how can they not know Loshan Aramis? And Tosis in Shabbos, in the first parak, asked the Kasha, Malachim know what we're thinking. So how can they not understand Loshan Aramis? Then the Mephoshim discuss, how did Tosis know the Malachim can read our minds? Who says? Where did Tosis get that from? That's a whole discussion. But that's what Tosis assumes. Malachim know what we're thinking, so they certainly know what we're saying when we speak in Loshan Aramis. So it's a question, what does it mean? So we said in Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Tamim Deim, the Ravid writes, doesn't mean the Malachim don't understand. Ein makirim Loshan Aramis means they don't understand Aramaic. Means they don't feel that it's proper that the person cheapened the tefillah so much that he davens in the vernacular. The same way he talks to a goy in the street, he talks in the common spoken language in the street. That's how he davens. He didn't give such significance to the tefillah that he should daven in Hebrew or in a fancier language than the plain language that is spoken in the street. So it doesn't really mean Loshna Aramis, it means whatever the vernacular happens to be, whatever the Sof Ahmadu Beris is. That's not right. But let's say today a guy's going to say Yikum Purkim. Yikin Purkin is not the vernacular. Aramaic in America is not Aramaic. There are countries in Armenia where the Goyim speak Aramaic. But so over there it's the vernacular. In Babel it was the vernacular. But in America you got to know a lot to daven Yikin Purkin, to be able to pronounce the word, you got to know a lot. So maybe today should be okay to daven. If you learn like the Rabbit, it should be okay to daven in Yikin Purkin, even Bechidus. The first Yikin Purkin. Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't say, and the second Yikin Purkin is only applicable to a tzibur. So of course you don't say. And most of the Siddurim, it says before the second and the third, the third one is not Yikin Purkin. So it says those you only say but tzibur. And the first one, you say even biyochid. So the Mishnah Berurah said that's a mistake. The first one is in Aramaic, and you shouldn't say biyochid. According to the Rabban in America, that wouldn't be a problem. Because it's not that we have something specific against Aramaic, we have against the vernacular. So Aramaic is not the vernacular in America. Anyway, that's the Gemara quotes that Pasuk in Sota, in Kel Kabir Lo Yimos. That's why the Reform movement, when they first began in Germany, so one of the first shinuim was that they changed the language of the davening, they changed to German. So they said it's okay because the davening tefillah b'tzibur, if you daven tefillah. The whole problem is because Malach HaSharis don't accept the prayers. If you daven b'yichidus, Malach HaSharis will be unhappy. Why are you daven in the vernacular? So German in Germany was the vernacular. So they claimed the first Reform rabbis were basically Orthodox. The only thing that they did wrong was that they didn't consult Rabbi Kiveger, who lived in Germany. They didn't consult the people whom they knew were the Gedolei Hador, the Chassam Seif and the other Gedolei. They didn't consult them. They felt they don't have to consult them. It's a favor she did in Shulchan Aruch. That you can daven Baram as if you're davening the tzibur. We discussed it when we learned the Torah about Yesh Mei Rabba. So that was the whole mistake that they made, was they should have consulted the Gdol, because it was a major change. Instead of davening in Hebrew, you're davening in German. They thought whatever is beferish in Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to ask. There are rabbis over here in New York area also. Whatever is beferish, they feel they don't have to ask. They know how to read the Shulchan Aruch. Unfortunately, a lot of them don't know how to read the Shulchan Aruch. And even if they would know how to read the Shulchan Aruch, even if they are reading it straight, they should still consult. If you're making a major change, you should consult with someone greater than yourself. And that's not under debate. That's not a question who's greater than whom. Kibirabim ho yu imodi. When you daven tefillah b'tzibur, birabim, so you stand a better chance of having your tefillahs answered. Tanya nam hiachi, rab nosna, ena kavish bocha mois, b'tefillos, v'sham, shanam hen kel kabir, lo imos. This is the Gemara insight about davening b'loshna rabbis. What is the loshen? Pada b'sham nashe mikrovli, kibirabim ho yu imodi, pada b'sham nafshe, as if he's pada the rabbanu shaloylam. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Kol Oisik Batar B'Milas Chasodim Mispal Leim Atzibar Mal Ani Olav Kilu Tidoani Li Ulebanai Mibein Umasodim, as if he was paid to me. That's in the Sedra. It says Shavu Shamalkecha Shavuzcha. We say in the Zmiris of Shabbos Yoshev Lenemaki Mishobi Kibetzak. We spoke last week about Godos HaShechina. The such a concept is Godos HaShechina. So that's what he says. The one who davens tefillah b'tzibur, ki'ilu he's paid the HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Bnei Yisrael, because the Shechina is with us in the Golos. So ki'ilu he's paid the Baruch Shalom from the Golos. Was the Gemara have Amar Yesh Lakish on the first Vayla? Mishesh Lebeis HaKnesses B'Yira in Nichnas Sham. He doesn't go to Shul. It's Nikra Shochen Ra. Shechina HaRoim doesn't only refer to the Arab nations that surround there, it refers to the Jews who live in a city where there are shuls. And the people daven at home. The people don't bother to go to shul. They daven bichidus. Or they make minyanim. They make private minyanim in their homes. They're not supposed to make private minyan. Supposed to daven, we said, Yerushalmi says, Yerushal Hashem v'hi motzo, and the location where he lends itself, the Babli says, Eila Saras Yamashabain Rashan Yamakipurim, that season of the year, when he makes himself more readily available. And Yibshami says, Bihimatso, in the location where he makes himself more readily available, the Ainu, the Beisak Nesses. The Rabbanu Shalom is Lamaila min Azman, Lamaila min Amokim, but the Radinim of Zman Amokim, the Radinim, because we are not Lamaila min Amokim. We are not. We have to daven, he's Lamaila min Azman, but we have to daven in Zman, the correct Zman. The famous Gemara here, the fifth wide line. The Torah, Rabbi Yechonah, who lived in Eretz Ha'ikas, Tavli Bebavu, there are people who have an Arichas Yamim, who live in Chutz Lotz. Tom of Yama, he was surprised, how can that be? The promise they're going to give, have an Arichas Yamim, only applies in Eretz Yisrael. How can it be that Ikas Tavli Bebavu? How can it be that there are people who live to a ripe old age and they live in Chutz Lotz? But then, Kiva the Amri Leg, but then when they told Rabbi Yechonah, that in Bavel, those people who lived to a ripe old age used to be Mekadbi, used to wake up early in the morning to go to Minyan, or Mechashki Choshech, and they used to go late in the middle of the night to Beit Knishta, to Davin Mairev. Oh, so he realized, Omar, Haina Dahani Luhu, and that's why they had this chus to have an Arichas Yamim. And like Rabbi Shulman Levi told his children, Kadima al-Hashikha, wake up early to go to shul and stay up late after Tzezacham, go daven and shul. Ke'er the Torcha Chaya. Why does it help if, but Sof Kosof, the Pesuk says, Man Yibra Yimech, Mimei Menechem, Alhu Adoma, in Chutz Lord, there is no Haftocha. So the Marsha has a famous comment, everybody says over, that there is a Gemar Megillah that Lossi Lov, Asidim, but you can see it's a Bata Medrasha, Shabbat Bavel, all the shuls all over the world will be moved there, it's Yisrael. So just like if you have, let's say, the American embassy in Israel is not considered, whatever happens in the American embassy is subject to American law. It's extraterritorial location, as if it's part of America, it's not part of Israel. If you violate the Israeli laws when you're American embassy, but it's not a violation of American law, so the Israeli government can't put you in prison. That's the way there are people who do that shtick. They violate the Malchusa, an American embassy in Eretz Yisrael, the Israeli government can't put him in jail. So that's what the Marsha says, that since the Medrash is in Bavel all over the world, or I'll see them to be moved to Eretz Yisrael, so it's like a chelik of Eretz Yisrael. So that's the Madiyah B'Yimechem, Al Ha'adama. All the Medrash is in the world are considered as if they are Al Ha'adama, as if they're part of Eretz Yisrael. That's a famous Marsha's interpretation of this Gemara. Why he thought that solves the problem. Given the Amrilei Mekadmei Mechashke Lebei Knishte, then he said, okay, now he understands. Fine. Then the Gemara says, there's a Rabbi Shulman Levi, when he told his children that they should it's a school of Arichas Yomim. So the Gemara says, my crow, how did he know that that's so? That if you daven tefillah b'tzibur and shul every day, that's a school of Arichas Yomim. Ma'ikra, asher adam shemal ilishkad al dalsaisa yom yom. He comes to shul, dalsaisa means he opens the doors to the shul every day, comes to daven tefillah b'tzibur and beis haknesses. Lishma mzuzas psalchai. And he says, right after that, ki moitzoi moitzachayim. Those who come to shul, they're going to have an Arichas Yomim. Ki moitzoi moitzachayim. Then the Gemara has, when you come into the shul, a lot of people come into the shul, they sit in the back row, they finish davening, they run out. And as they're finishing Oleinu and the Shir Shal Yom, the Adam Shema, they're taking off the talus and tefillah, folding it up, so that after everything is over, they run out right away. So the Gemara says that's terrible. You demonstrate that you're only there sitting in the shul, aroi. We say, Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha. It doesn't say, so Rachik used to say, it doesn't say, Ashrei HaYoshvim BeVeisecha. It's the praises of those people who happen to be sitting in shul. Yoshvim BeVeisecha means that they are tenants in the shul. They daven their kavua. So that's what the Gemara says, Yidolim Yikarasot M'shtem Pesachim BeVeisecha Knesses. You shouldn't just walk in the back row and daven and then walk out. Someone has to sit in the back row. Someone has to sit in the back row. But the most bekavadik spot is the Mizrachrand. Why? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, because the Rashi, yeah, the Rashi quoted the Tosefta Megillah. Here, the Rashi on the top of Rav and base. When you build a shul, there were two gerses in the Rashi, and they said the Rashi, as we have it, says the same as Tosis. Okay, Rashi really said the same as Tosis. But one thing Rashi quoted, that's a Tosefta, that just like in the Mishkan, the entrance was Mechuvin Keneged, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So when you build a shul, the entrance should be Mechuvin Keneged, the Aron Kodesh. So if you just sit in the back, you walk into the shul, you sit in the back row, you show that you're really just there, Aroi, and you want to run out. But if you walk all the way to the Mizrach Vant, you've walked in as far as you can possibly walk in. It's not that the Mizrach is more choshev because it's next to the Yom Kodesh. Mizrach is more choshev because that's the furthest you can enter into the shul. That's why the Mizrach is more important. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? You have to have Shnei Psochim. You always have to have Shnei Psochim. In many shuls, they did like that. They would have a vestibule. So when you walk in from the street, you walk into the vestibule, and then you have to open another door in order to get into the back row in the shul. So that's literally Shnei Psochim. The Gemara said, you don't really need Shnei Psochim. Shnei Psochim is Halka Daitach. You don't really need Shnei Psochim. Ela, what it means is Shir Shnei Psochim. Chakach is Pal. What does it mean? One Pesach is like Dalet Amos, so you should enter into the shul, 8 Amos into the shul, and then daven. You should be kavu on the shul. So they used to complain that the people already taking off the talzitzel, folding everything up while they're finishing the davening. That's mamash a violation of this din. They demonstrate that the only davening in the shul are right. They're not davening kavu. I think the Shalor's father wrote a sefer that's called Yesh Nechlin. He starts off, some people have money and they leave a Yerusha to their children. I don't have any money, so I can't leave any Yerusha. I'm going to leave a Yerusha, Midas Chasidus, and my children. So the children printed the Tzavua and they made money on it. So that's the sefer Yud Nun, the Mogen Avram. Every 30 pages quotes Yesh Nechlin. And the Hagos Yesh Nechlin, the bottom page is by the Shalor's brother. I think by one of the brothers, or they say Yesh Nechlin by the father, and Agus on the bottom of the page, top half of the page of the Tzavua. So he has in the Yesh Nechlin, he has on this Gemara, Shnei Psochim is, Pesach Tiftach is Yotcha, that's how it says in the Chumash, you should give charity. Pesach Tiftach is Yotcha lo, v'hanik tanik, and so on. So Pesach Tiftach means you should give tzedakah before you start davening. You should do shnei psochim. You can't start them shnei psochim. You should do pasach tiftach before you daven. Yeah. If we show that we're kind for the, we do chesed for the poor people, so men hashemayim, they'll be kind to us even if we don't deserve it. Even if the poor people don't deserve it, we give them tzedakah. So in heaven, they'll treat us the same way. They'll give us, they'll answer our requests even if we don't deserve it. But that's a literal. That's a literal interpretation, but that's not what the Gemara says. That's not what it means in the Gemara. Yeah. Then the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Tim Hazosius Pal Kachasid Leis Mitzay. You have to daven Leis Mitzay. What do you have to daven for? So one opinion is Leis Mitzay Zuisha. When you're holding by Shiduchim, you have to daven to the Rebbe Shlom that you shouldn't fall in, shouldn't propose to the wrong girl. And he should help you. He should give you a se'ayat to the Shmaya to make the right decision. Then another interpretation is, then the Gemara has this side comment that in Eretz Yisrael, they would ask the chassan after a while, Motzah Moitzeh, is it Motzah Isha Motzah Teva, Motzah Anyesu Isha Marmi Mavis. Okay. So another opinion is, you should daven Ram Nasna Amaleis Mitzah Zutarit. Those who learn in Yeshiva should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should give you a se'ayat to the Shmaya, you should be Matzlich and learning. Another opinion is matzah zui miso. You have to pay to the Baruch Shalom, you should have a sweet death. When a person is old and sick and is holding by the end. So a lot of people suffer, so they have to pray to the Baruch Shalom. A lot of times it doesn't make sense to pray to the Baruch Shalom that someone should have a refuah shleima. He's so deathly sick, he's asking for a miracle. You can ask the Baruch Shalom should have rachmanis on him. They should have an easy death. He shouldn't have to suffer too much before he dies. So the Gemara quotes that in biblical Hebrew, the word Azos is Baal Kochased Leis Mitzo, the word Mitzo, Mitzia, sometimes has the connotation of dying. Lamavis Taitzos. Pasuk Gatilim, Lamavis Taitzos. Then the Gemara says another interpretation is Zukvura. Leis Mitzo Zukvura. Because you have a Pasuk in Iyo. Asmechem Eligosis Gim Zu Kever. You have to daven that you should have a pleasant Kvura. The boy in the Zibula Basraiser should ask, you have to pray to Rabbanu Shalom that even when they're digging the grave for you and they're burying you, it should be in a peaceful fashion. And the last one says, Leis Mitzo means a Besakise. They didn't have a restroom. They had to go blocks and blocks till you had to walk and walk. So if a person has to go to the bathroom, he can't hold it in for so long. He begins to get sick. So he says that's the most important. Or the mazutra difam mikul, to have a basic kisei to daven. We have all over this basic kisei, so we don't have to daven. But these are things you have to daven for everything. A person has to daven for everything in life. Yeah. Then the Gemara has that they knew that Rav Chisda had a lot of beautiful ideas to say about the Hilchos Beisak Knesses. So they asked, Rabbi asked, Rav and Bar Popa, tell us over some of the things that you heard in the name of Rav Chisda regarding Hilchos Beisak Knesses. So he says, yeah, he made a comment on the Pasuk. Oyev Hashem Shari Tzim, he called Mishkanos Yanka. Oyev Hashem Sharm Ham Tzion Ba'alacha, Yoyser, it's a strange Gemara. He tells him, tell me a word about a Beis HaKnesses. So instead, he tells him, he knocks down the Beis HaKnesses. He says, what's more important than davening the Beis HaKnesses? Davening the Beis HaMedrash, where you learn. So why don't you tell him something about Beis HaKnesses? There is a Machlekes HaRishayim. The Gemara Megillah talks about the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. There is a big Machlekes HaRishayim. What is the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses based on? Why should it have Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses? So there's in Megillah, there's a long Ran, where he quotes a long Ramban. It's a machlokes of the Ramban and the Ran, what Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses is based on. So the Ramban's opinion is that it's a Tashmishei Mitzvah. Whenever there's a lulav that enables you to fulfill a mitzvah, say if you have a lulav, you didn't shake the lulav. That's Hazman Alam Nilsi. It doesn't have the status of an esrog is hooked to the mitzvah, that you're not allowed to eat it. Hadasim hooked to the mitzvah, you're not allowed to smell them. That's only if you used it. The ma'isa, the pearl mams, you used it for the mitzvah. If you didn't use it, so the Shulchan Aruch Hazman Alam Nilsi. And if he did use it, so where do you know that there's such a thing, that tashmishin mitzvah, is ma mitzvah, ma hooked to the mitzvah, and so that's learned that from the sukkah. That says that the chagah sukkah is tassel chashivas yamim. Sukkah sukkah shlecha korban chagiga kashem shachal shem shamayim ala chagiga kalchal shem shamayim ala sukkah. So the din is, but it's not the same. Korban chagiga has kedusha. Kedusha is korban. So even, let's say, kochim shemesu, even if the animal dies and you can't be makar with it anymore, it's dead already, so still it has kedusha. You have to treat it with respect and dignity. You can't just throw it in the garbage. Tashmish and mitzvah only have kedusha temporarily, bizman mitzvah. Let's say I have an esrog that I used on sukkahs, or I have the hadasim, or I have a sukkah, then after sukkahs is over, I'm not going to use this sukkah next year. It's a wobbly sukkah, I'm going to throw it out by a different sukkah for next year. So after sukkahs is over, no more hooked to the mitzvah. The esrog is, you don't put the esrog in the shemis, you throw it in the garbage. It says in Shulchan Aruch, shouldn't put it together with dirty diapers, shouldn't put it together with chicken bones. You put it in a separate bag and then you throw it into the garbage. But Tashmish and Mitzvah, Lachas Ma Mitzvahsam, no longer have hooked to the Mitzvah. So the Ramban holds that din, Tashmish and Mitzvah, hooked to the Mitzvahsam, is the basis of the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. Calls man that the people still daven in the building. A building of a base, a room, helps the people daven better. They can be mechavim better. It's not the same as a lulav and an esrog, that cheftza that you use that enables you to fulfill the mitzvah. Here you can daven without a Beis HaKnesses. But if you have a makom miyuchad, this will enhance your kavana. So the Ramban feels that the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses exists in a Torah. It's a tashmishei mitzvah, bizman mitzvah. If all the Jews move out, Jews keep on moving out. So the Jews that move away from the Bronx, they move away to Long Island. Nobody lives in the Bronx anymore. So the Ramban says, Ben HaTorah, the whole Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses disappears. But the Gemara says, the Gemara's beginning after everybody moved away, the shul is not going to be used any longer, on the level of the rice no longer has any Kedusha. It's like the Esrig after Sukkot is over. Tashmishei Mitzvah, only Ahuk to the Mitzvah, so Bizman Mitzvah. And after Bizman Mitzvah is up, it's gone. But with the Rabbanon, you have to sell it and be paid it. It's like Pinyan Hegdish. And the money has to be Malam HaKadosh Olam Marid. You have to use the money to buy a Sefer Torah, to buy something more important than a shul with the money. So that's all Midi Rabbanon. But first you have to have that people should stop using the, let's say you have a shul and they want to sell the shul. But they're still davening in the shul. So what are they selling in the shul? You can't be a mafkia the kedusha. They're in the process of raising money to build another shul. So they sell this shul that they sell the shul and they're still going to use it for the next couple of years till they finish building the other shul. Then they're going to move. So when they sold the shul to the Nachrim, so it was never mafkia the kedusha. So what do you do later on to be mafkia the kedusha? You got to do something later. That's the first. You first follow the Ramban. The Ramban says, before you mafkir the kedusha of the shul, first you have to have that no one, everybody stops davening in the shul. So on the level of the raisa, it's a tashmishe mitzvah lachas ma mitzvasim. So there's no kedusha at all. And then you sell the shul, and the money goes from the kedusha goes from the shul to the money. Pigyan and midirabon. Anyway, that's the Ramban, and the Ramban disagrees with the Ram. He thinks no, that just like a beis hamikdash. Is Tashmishe Kedusha, not talking Tashmishe Mitzvah. So Beis HaKnesses is a Migdash Miyat. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Ve'elahem L'Migdash Miyat. Yecheskel Anavi lived Bizman Ba'is Churban Ba'is Rishon. So he says that Beis HaMigdash, he prophesies in advance, he predicts in advance, Beis HaMigdash is going to be destroyed, the Jews are going to be sent into Golus Bavel, and they're going to have a miniature Beis HaMigdash over there. What's going to be the miniature Migdash Miyat, miniature Beis HaMigdash, and the Bati Kansis, the Bati Midrasha is Shabbat Bavel all over the world. So just like a Beis HaMigdash is a Tashmishik Dusha, so the Beis HaKnesses is also a Tashmishik Dusha, not so much a Tashmishik Mitzvah.
Even though the Ramban holds that Tefillah is a Din Zerabana and has a Kedusha Doraisa anyway?
Yeah, you're right. The obligation to daven every day is only with the Rabbanim, but the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, but inyan atfilah is their isa. Whenever you daven, since be'es tzara, there's an obligation to daven. Even shalom be'es tzara, there's a kiyum. The Rabban Shalom listens when you daven. There is such an inyan. It's not like you're talking to the walls and the Rabban Shalom is not paying attention. No, he says he's always going to listen to your tefillahs. May not always answer you in the positive, but there is an inyan of tefillah in our Torah, that's for sure. Once every 7 years, there's a mitzvah of hakel. But even in the middle of the 7 years, if you gather together Asherim HaChamishi and Len Kriyas HaTorah, there's a Kiyum D'Oraisa, Talmud Torah B'Tzibur. The Chiyuv is only once every 7 years in Chol HaMoed Sukkos, but the Kiyum is all the time. Same thing, Tefillah. According to Ramban, Tefillah, the Chiyuv, Chayvas Tefillah, is only if there's a Tefillah B'Yes Tzorah, when there's a major Tzorah, major catastrophe happens. But the Kiyum of Tefillah is always, even if nothing went wrong, yeah. So what was the word that he tells him over? Tells him over a word from Rav Chisda saying about the significance of davening in the same place where you're learning. In al Kodesh Bochum, not only learning. See, some people learn, they make pilpulim. They philosophize. Other people are mevara halocha lemaisa, what the din is. So that's what the Gemara says. When you give lasuk yishmaitza libe de hilchus, so when you give the final psak. I remember when I was a Talmud in the yeshiva, so Rabbi Gerelich was a very colorful rabbi, so he was quite a character. So the boys would ask him, we would be learning something, they'd say, so what's the din? So he would say in Yiddish, call up the Agudas Rabbanim and ask him what the din is. But that's not for us to learn. That's a lower level of learning. When you know what Lasukish might leave the Lukhusa, that's the lowest level. The Gemara considers that the highest level. The Gemara Saita says the highest level of learning is Lasukish might leave the Lukhusa. Rabbi Gerelich was trained in the European yeshivas and the Lithuanian yeshivas. Lithuanian yeshivas, they would frown upon someone who was learning Shulchan Aruch because he wants to go into the rabbinate. That's one is in the rabbinate, that's the lowest level. Highest level, a person who learns Pilpulim. But the Gemara doesn't say like that. The Gemara says Shiur Mahamad Siyur Ba'alocha is more valuable, more important than Bati Midrashas. Not only more important, Yosem Bati Knesias, Bati Midrashas means Beis Medrash, but they're learning. But they're making Pilpulim. He says Shiur Mahamad Siyur Ba'alocha, Shari Tzion. Poshim Shari Tzion means the yeshivas in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, no, Shiur Mahamad Siyur Ba'alocha, the places where they work out Halocha Lamaisa. So that means the significance of davening the same place where people are learning halacha lemaisa. So when they asked Rabbi asked Rav and Bar Papa, tell us over something that you heard from Rav Chisda about in Yonah Beis HaKnesses. He tells him that the Shiur Ma'amtson of Halacha are more important than the Beis HaKnesses. So the Mefarshim talking about is, why did he say this? He's saying that there's something more important than Beis HaKnesses. It's a strange Gemara. The Omar Abai, what is a Mirish, originally had a Gris and the Gold Beis, so he would learn at home. Umatzlina, he would daven and bake nishta. But then Kevin Shmaya Lahod Amar Abchia, once he heard this, Miyam Shechor Beis HaMikdash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adal Alam Shal Alachim Bolvad Lahavi Matzlina Lahecha Di Girisna. Now I daven in the same location. Instead of walking to shul, I daven in the same place where I learn. Apparently he used to learn Lasuk Shmaitza Liba De Hilchus, so he used to give Pesukim Alocha Maisa Rabame Rabasi. Tosafot points out there were four different people. Two bodies were Rav Ami and Rav Asi. They lived in Bavel, reverence, because they didn't have smicha. You can only confer smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Rebbe Ami and Rebbe Asi were two friends who both lived in Eretz and they both had smicha. Four different people, Rebbe Ami and Rebbe Asi. So they lived in Tveria, the Gemara says. The ones who had smicha lived in Tveria. That's part of Eretz Yisrael. So even though there were 13 shuls in Tveria during their lifetime, they'd never davened in the shuls. They would daven in between the pillars, but they used to sit and learn. So there's a big discussion in the Rabbeinu Yonah. Does it mean that they daven be yechidus? It's better to daven be yechidus in the location where you learn rather than to daven be tzibur? Or it means no, in the shul there would be a few hundred people in the shul. He would daven, there would be a minyan, there would be 10 people. So usually you say b'roi v'am haris melech. It's preferable to daven in the big minyan where you have hundreds of people rather than to daven in a little minyan. But the mila of davening where you learn hecha de garsi, that's a higher mila. So so many rishonim hold even to daven yichidus is a mila, but we don't follow that. We always insist on davening tefila b'tzibur. Our learning is not so strong. That should be hecha de garsi.
Are they called the Shachin Rav? They
daven
b'yechidus for that reason?
Apparently not. If you hold that it even applies to daven b'yechidus, means that this my love of davening, the Hecha de Garsi, outweighs the Yin, you know, the Beis HaKnesses. Apparently it's not called the Shachin Rav. Yeah. Then the next Gemara is a famous, difficult Gemara. And then Migia Kappa, a person who works for a living, honest person works for a living, so it takes away from his ability to learn all day and all night, so he's going to learn less. So the Tanakh considers him more important than a person who's a Yirei Shamayim who doesn't work for a living. The Gemara quotes the Pesuk. So it's very strange. What is more driving at? Everyone should have a job. Torah im derech eretz. You have to have a job, you have to make a living. You have a Torah im derech eretz. Called Torah She'enim HaMelacha is frowned upon. Ay, ay, ay. Not sure exactly what the Gemara means. Okay. The Gemara says, is it a Maila or a Chisoran to live in the same neighborhood with your Rebbe? The Gemara says, Yodim 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 Makam Rabbi should live in the same neighborhood where the Rebbe lives. Why? He'll listen to the Tochocha from the Rebbe. She calls Manshin Shimi Be'Gerakai when the Rebbe was alive and Anasa Shlom as Baspar. The Rambam says he converted Baspar. He converted all of these women that he married, all the Goyish women, he converted them. But it wasn't such a smart thing. It says, Noshav Hitu is Levavoy. He thought he was a Chacham Mikol Adam, and he's not going to fall in. And he did fall in. So the Gemara says, Kolzman, his Rebbe, was alive. He didn't marry Baspar. It's a good idea that you should always live in the neighborhood of the Rebbe, so you'll have a little more Yirah Shemayim. Out of respect for the Rebbe, maybe the Yirah Shemayim will rub off on the Talmud. So Gemara says, I will tell you, there's a brisa that says, Punt Faket, Al Yodarot, we should not live in the same neighborhood. Gemara says, like Kasha, Hodi Kaifle, Hodi Lo Kaifle. If he's not kofuf to the Rebbe, then the Aver is going to be Mochomer. He lives in the neighborhood of the Rebbe, doesn't listen to the Rebbe's advice, and doesn't follow the Rebbe's Ashkofas. That'll be worse. So if he doesn't plan to listen to the Rebbe, better not to live in the neighborhood. But if he doesn't have any ideas one way or the other, then it's better, yes, to live in Washington Heights, where the Rabbein lives, so they'll have an influence on all the Talmidim, which is certainly true. those boys who get married, they live in the neighborhood. So the fact that we have Rabbanim living here, it definitely has an influence on them. Yeah, the Ozvi Hashem Yichlu, a pasuk in Navi, Ozvi Hashem Yichlu. Those who leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu are gonna wither away. They're gonna die. What is that referring to? Zeh Minyach Sefer Torah V'Yotze. In the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, or they're taking out the Sefer Torah to learn Kriyas HaTorah. He walks out. He goes to the Kiddush Club. He doesn't want to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. So that's scandalous. Not allowed to leave. Ozvi Hashem. When you leave the Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you're leaving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What about the middle of Kriyas HaTorah? A guy has to go somewhere. He has to go to the Be'etim or something. He says, but nothing between Gabra LeGabra. Between one Alim and the next. Then you may leave. But your Papa, what about Ben Pesukah to Pesukah Mawa? Are you allowed to leave in between one Pesuk and the other? Teiku. What's the Shaila? Apparently they used to have a Meturgamah. The Meturgamah would be saying over Targum Unkelis on every Pesuk. The Balkor would lay in a Pesuk, then the Meturgamah would say the Pesuk and Unkelis. Then the Balkor would lay in another Pesuk. He would say, so the Sefer, there was a pause in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. But it's not like the pause being Gabra LaGabra. That's a longer pause. Maybe Pesukah is a shorter pause. So I think Mar says Teiku. That's a Sveke Adina. Are you allowed to leave? Maybe Pesukah LePesukah Ma'ar Teiku. And then the Gemara says Rav Sheshes Mahader Ape Vigoris. Rav Sheshes, when they were laying in Kriyas HaTorah, he would turn his back to the Sefer Torah, turn away, and he would recite Mishnayos, and he would say Anam B'Didan B'Ina B'Ditu. I'm going to learn my Mishnayos and the Balabatim. The Kriyas HaTorah is for the Balabatim. It's not for me. So it's a strange Gemara, Tosis asks. The Gemara says in Saito, Kemish and Yichtach Sefer Torah, also the Sapra, Afi the Bidivrei Torah. Not allowed to talk in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. So what do you mean Rav Sheshes would be reciting Mishnayos? Mahadar Afi Vigoris, what's going on over here? Pele Dike Gemara. A Pele Dike Gemara. So Tosis gives several suggestions. What do they answer? So well, the first answer is in the third line from the Tosis, Yesh Lamar, what do they quote? The Pasuk. How do they know? Or they quote the pasuk from Nehemiah chapter Ches. In Nehemiah, that's they built the second day Samigdosh. And then they opened it up for a high holiday service. They opened it up for Rosh Hashanah. Ezra was a kohen. Ezra Sofer got the first aliyah. He said, Baruch Hashem Amvorach. The way we do Kriyas HaTorah is exactly patterned after the way it's described in Nehemiah chapter Ches. In our Bible, Ezra and Nehemiah is one book. In the Christian Bible, they made it into two books. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin says Ezra and Nehemiah is one sefer. Lo nikra shmo al sifra. How come the book of Nehemiah is not called Nehemiah? Today it is. We use a Christian Bible, unfortunately. The Gemara says there are 24 svarim in the Kisvei HaKodesh. Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis is one. And Melachim Aleph and Melachim Beis is one. Dibrayam Aleph and Beis is one. Ezra and Nehemiah is one. It's not supposed to be two. Otherwise, you have way more than 24 svarim. Machlokes, but I have 23 svarim, 24 svarim. Whether Megillas Esther is part of Kisvei HaKodesh. That was a debate going on for years, quite a long time, until finally the Maskana was, in the days of the Amoraim, they said the Psak was yes, Megillas Esther is part of the Kisvei HaKodesh. But Nehemiah is really part of Ezra. So it describes there the way they had Kriyas HaTorah, that Ukepischoi, when they opened up the Sefer Torah, Omdu Kol Ha'om. So Pashem Hashat, everybody stood up on their feet. But we assume that Nikrit, then you don't have to stand up by Kriyas HaTorah. So Maharam Rutmerg had a Midas Chassidus. He stood up, but the Balabatim in Ashur did not stand. He didn't encourage them that they should stand. It was his personal, private Midas Chassidus, his Chumra. So he stood out of respect for the Kriyas HaTorah. So how do you translate the pasuk Ukepischa when they open up the Sefer Torah for Kriyas HaTorah? Om de kol ha'om. The Gemara says Ein Amida El Ashtika. That's the Gemara there in Saita. Perek Zayin Daf Lamed Tes. Ein Amida El Ashtika. That Kimish Niftach Sefer Torah Osa L'Sapra Afilu B'Divrei Torah. Not allowed to talk. So how can it be over here? The Rav Sheshes was saying Mishnayos. V'Hadar Ape V'Goris. How can it be? So Tosfos gives all kinds of answers. So the first answer is, you're not allowed to learn the Kol Rom to interfere. Kadesh Levatlu Kol Kriyas HaTorah. Oh, Harry Benachas. Here the guy's reciting Mishnayos privately. And there he's learning out loud. He's screaming out loud. He's interfering with the minyan. That's one suggestion. I was going to be Rav Sheshes. He's not going to be out to Kriyas HaTorah. what's going to be the Rav Sheshe. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a lot of the Rishonim say he already heard Kriyas HaTorah. That's one of the other answers that they give. He heard Kriyas HaTorah, said that's why he doesn't have to pay attention. And there it goes, Kepizchom to Kolom. He didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah, so that's why you have to pay attention. So you don't need the whole answer, interfering, not interfering. Yeah, so the first answer is if it's Bikol Ram or Balachash, fine. Rav Alfas Kosav, the Halachas Gedolos Mefarshi, the Rif quotes from the Halachas Gedolos. Halachas Gedolos is a sefer that was written in the days of the Goyim. They're not sure exactly who wrote the Halachas Gedolos. Some say Rav Yehudoi Goyim wrote the Halachas Gedolos, and the Ramban and Muhammad always writes Rav Shimon Kayora wrote it, but it was clearly from Cairo. But it's clearly written in the days of the Goyim, so it was close to the days of the Amoraim. So even when Tosa disagrees with the Halachas Gedolos, they say you gotta be machmer like the Bahag, like the Bahag came up with this chiddush that if you skip one day in Sfiras HaEmer, so you lost the mitzvah, you can't continue to count with the bracha. So we really don't paskin like that, but out of respect for the Bahag, so we don't want to violate it. But the Bahag came up with the chiddush that women can't read the Megillah to be mitzi men. It's gemat mefurish against the Gemara. The Gemara says women can be mitzi men. So out of respect for the Bahag, we don't do it. So even though the Bahag has a lot of strange things, so Tosfos always has respect for the Bahag from the days of the Goyim. So what does Tosfos quote? The Rif quotes the name of the Halachas Gedolos, Davke Sheish HaMasar HaChmina, Oz Yochel Ilmar. Ancient Masar, if they need me for the minyan, that I'm not allowed to learn, I have to pay attention. Then the Rif has another answer. Rav Sheish was different to Rosem Nasa, that's why. The Mishnah Berurah says the answer is he quotes the other Rishonim and the other Masichtas where the same Tosfos appears in Saita. Yeah, so the Tosfos there answers that Rav Sheshe has heard Kriyas HaTorah already. Then another answer, Rav Sheshe was a Sagi Nohar, he was blind. So Dvorim Shebichsabi Atav Asholi Omen Alpeh. So he's not Bukhiv in Kriyas HaTorah, and I fall. Blind people are not Bukhiv in Kriyas HaTorah because they're not allowed to lay in the Sefer Torah Balpeh. But all the people who do have the ability to see, so they're moving to pay attention to Kriyas HaTorah. One of the other Tosfosim gives another answer, Mahadarapi is Mutter. So Rav Soloveitchik used to interpret it. The Pasuk in Nehemiah chapter Ches, that the whole thing is based on Kepizchom, the Kolom, it's describing the way they lay in Kriyas HaTorah, and Ezra was the Kohen who got the first Aliyah on Rosh Hashanah, in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis Sheni. They opened up the high holiday, they opened up the holy temple for the high holiday services, for Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. So the Pasuk says, all they had a bima shalates, and they were laying in Kriyas HaTorah, and everybody was surrounding the bima, and everybody was facing the Sefer Torah. So Nietzsche thought that maybe what Tosfos and Saita, maybe Tosfos is saying is, that you only yotzei Kriyas HaTorah if you face the Sefer Torah. If you have a Hadarape, if you turn your back, you're not part of the minyan. With respect to Kriyas HaTorah, you're not part of the minyan. So may as well recite Mishnah Yisbalteh. But all those who are facing the Sefer Torah have to pay attention because they are part of the minyan. That's what he said, that he used to sit up in the front of the shul. Kriyas HaTorah took place behind him. So he said he would always turn around for Kriyas HaTorah because he thought that that's the kavana of that Tosfos in Saita Daf Lamed Tes. That whoever doesn't face the Sefer Torah is not Yotzei Kriyas HaTorah. There is a din in the Shulchan Aruch that you're not, it's based on Gemara, so you're not allowed to turn your back to a Sefer Torah. It's disrespectful to the Sefer Torah. So the Prima Godim has a suffix. What if the Sefer Torah, when the Sefer Torah is in there or in Kodesh is a Rishus Bifnei Atzma, because it's Dala Abdala Tvachim, it's Yud Tvachim Tol. So that's the definition of Rishus HaYochid. So the Sefer Torah is a Rishus Bifnei Atzma. So the Taz says, how can the rabbi stand to give a drasha and shul? He has his back to the Sefer Torah. So he says, Mikra din, it's mutter because Sefer Torah is in a reshus bifnei atzmai. Some achranim say, the rabbi is allowed to because he gives a drasha every Shabbos, but a bar mitzvah bocher shouldn't, because he doesn't. It's a very strange one. So the bar mitzvah bocher shouldn't stand right in front of the Aron Kodesh. He should stand to the side. Shouldn't stand with his back to the Sefer Torah. The Pashto says the Sefer Torah is in another Rishus. So what's the difference about Mitzvah Bocha, the rabbi? It's a difficult Chumrah. And really, Mikar Adin, even when the Aron Kodesh is open, you don't have to stand. The Sefer Torah is still in Rishus Bifnei Atzma. Mikar Adin, you don't have to stand. You only have to stand if the Sefer Torah is in your rishus and it's moving. Let's say the Chazan is holding the Sefer Torah, they're benching Rosh Chodesh. It's a mikra, or they're saying a tefillah l'shlam amdina or something like that. It's a mikra din. The Sefer Torah is not moving. The Sefer Torah is in a resting position, so you don't have to stand. You only have to stand if someone's walking with the Sefer Torah in the same rishus where you are. How come we all stand up when they open up the Yom Kodesh and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So Rav Soloveitchik thought it's not so much because we opened up the Aron Kodesh and the Sefer Torah is there. The Ikar HaDin is a different issue. He thought because maybe we treat the piyut that we're going to say, Lekerol HaDin, B'yom Din and so on, Achom Amin and whatever, maybe we treat that like a Dovish HaBikdusha. Dovish HaBikdusha has to have Amida. The Achronim say about Yud Gim Amida, Hashem Hashem Kal Racham Achanim, when you say Slichas, so there is a Machloikas from years ago, whether Yud Gimel Midas has the status of a Dovish HaBikdusha or not. So the three Nafkeminis that give Malacha is number one, where they need Amida. You only need Amida for a Dovish HaBikdusha. Number two, they need a minion. Let's say a person is traveling. He's traveling there to Israel without going home. And he doesn't have a minion on the plane. So he says Slichas, but can he say Yud Gimel Midas? Does he have to leave out the Yud Gimel Midas? So we machmer that you treat Yud Gimel Midas as a Dovish HaBikdusha. And the third Nafkeminis is Atifa. You have to have Atifa now. You only need Atifa for Dovish HaBikdusha. So we treat Yud Gimel Midas as a Dovish HaBikdusha. So you need Asar, you need Amida, and you need Atifa. Yeah. So this is the famous Gemara. Rav Sheshes, Mahadarapi Begor. How can it be? It's against the Din in Saita, Daf Lamedes. Kimish and Iftach Sefer Torah, Osa the Dapa, Afila B'divrei Torah, Osa the Sapa, Afila B'divrei Torah. So you have all of these answers that they give. It's interesting that there's a Sefer Chemdas Hayomim, that both the Mishkan as Yaakov and the Birchas Rosh, who were contemporaries, they both learned by Rav Chaim Volozhin in their early years in Volozhin Yeshiva. The Yeshiva lasted for 90 years. Rav Chaim Volozhin didn't last for 90 years. So in the early years, they both learned by Rav Chaim Volozhin. They both say, look in the Sefer Chemdas Hayomim has the best answer on all the kashas of Tosfos. So this Sefer Chemdas Hayomim is a questionable Sefer. They're not sure how orthodox the author was. I think that's the one. But they both like the pshat that he gives here. That this is a hemshach of the previous line. Ben gabi legabi, you're allowed to walk out. Ben posik leposik, when the meturgaman is saying targumunkelis, teitu. And Rav Sheshes, when the meturgaman was saying targumunkelis, I don't need targumunkelis. Rav Sheshes, mahadar api vigoris. While the meturgaman, ben posik leposik, we're saying the Targum Unkelis, Anam B'digdan V'ele B'ditu. These Amihorets, they need the Unkelis. I don't need Unkelis. So he would be mumbling Mishnayis while the Meturgamon would be saying Bein Pasuk L'Pasuk. But it doesn't mean I didn't pay attention to the Kriyas HaTor. No, during Kriyas HaTor, I did pay attention. This is the same sentence with Bein Psuka L'Psuka Mao. So they both think that the Mishkan HaSyankov and his Sefer, Tehel HaSyankov and Brachas, and the Birchas Rosh, they both quote this Chemdas Hayomim Sefer, this character who has questionable things in the Sefer. They say this pshat, they think this one is emes. They think this pshat is better than all the answers that Tosfos gave. Okay, we're up to Shnayim Mikra Echad Targum. Okay, tomorrow is a regular day. So,
Rebbe said for Havdalah it's a Safek Deoraisa.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Rebbe said it was a Deoraisa to say Havdalah, so therefore in case of Safek you should do it again. Isn't it a Safek whether Havdalah is Deoraisa?
It's a Machlokes, so we pass him bottom line, Havdalah is Deoraisa. We pass him bottom line, women are Mechayev and Havdalah. Kiddush and Havdalah are both Deoraisa, learn that in the same class.
That's not just Mechumra?
No.
Safek Deoraisa?
I don't think so. In Ikar HaDin we pass him, Rebbe Kevega says like that. That's right, Kevega has this Rasha, the middle of Sphira. So you can't smear it before Havdalah in order to prolong Shabbos longer. Called up to Kiyam and Nakrim, that's a Gemara later in Gorm. So he has a Kasha, that Kiyam and Nakrim, if everything else is equal, so then that's the consideration, to prolong Shabbos as long as possible. But he says, here is a more important consideration. Sphere Samir Ben Zman is we pass from bottom line is the Rabbanim. Machloek is we pass from the Rabbanim. And Havdalah is a Machloek is bottom line, we pass from Havdalah is their Isa. So shouldn't you have to say Havdalah before? Shouldn't you do the deraisa before the rabbanim? The kudus, the kudus.